Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
I'm After Dark, and tonight we are going to have an hour so because I have to get up a little early tomorrow morning because my niece and the nephew are in town, and I think my two little nieces and I are going to go out for breakfast at Denny's. It might be me and my other little niece. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited because they don't come in that much because they live in Idaho, and I don't agree with that. So, tonight, so like I said, we'll be about an hour, and please call into our number is 1-347-850-8721. We will be talking about all the stuff, everything that is making us mad and making us happy, and we will be back on Tuesday night, Tuesday afternoon, 2 p.m. with a special guest. So we have that, and we have so much going on, and I hope it's not raining where you are, because it's raining right here in Seattle. Let me bring on my other host, Maggie. Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Carly. Hi, how's everybody tonight?
And hi, David. David, I'm so happy you're calling in.
Maggie and I
were worried about you, and we were the weather. So what's going on in Florida by now?
Okay, I want to personally thank you and Maggie for the messages of prayers, and got them, and I think I appreciate it. Things are calm down now, so Matthew is gone from us. Things are back to normal. So, things are calm down right now, so. Around Thursday night, around 8 o'clock, it turned, and we're up North Florida. I'm in South Florida. So everything is perfect now. So
I don't even know where South and North Florida is. So yeah. Okay, but did you know you guys ever hit Dump's thing in Mar-a-Lago?
Yes.
Tell me that this got
No.
Did that get injured by the hurricane?
No.
Anyone know?
No.
It hit up near Orlando. No, the beach, and all those, it went north. We were spared. We were spared. It was serious. So.
Okay. Well.
As long as people are safe, right? That's all that matters.
Yeah, everyone's okay, and it's crazy, all the weather, and, I know that, we are having rain all weekend, and we can take a bike to Brady, 80 hours, every 80, degree days. So, what stuff do you want to get started on, Mom?
Well, I never thought I'd say this, but I've really been hooked on Bold and Beautiful.
Yep, so am I. David, are you watching Bold?
Okay, everything was interrupted this week because of Matthew, so I didn't really get nothing. Everything was interrupted by news reports.
David, don't you have Pop TV? You can get on Pop TV every night.
Joe Hospital, come on Pop. And Dave Vibes, come on Pop. And so, I think everything.
I was talking about Bold and the Beautiful.
Okay, well, I have satellite TV, not the satellite was going out a lot of times when during the hurricane. So I'm missing the side of it.
We would love to talk about B&B. Mom, why don't you start?
Okay. Quinn and Eric, I want to go on record. He is an adult. And if he wants to have a girlfriend and marry her, it should be his prerogative. And I can't see why the dressmaker got everybody
Rich.
To boycott the wedding.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Yeah, you saw that?
He was
brokenhearted. I mean, my God. Eric's done everything for those children. They're spoiled brats.
They're not forced. Richard Maroney's. All of them are not foresters. Mostly, they're two Don Maroney.
That's his father, definitely.
They're not foresters, they're Maroney's. Well, Ray's not foresters, he's Maroney.
Rick is forester, and so is are the girls and our sweet, lovable Thorn.
And you know what? I'm really not mad at Thorn.
No, I'm not either.
Any of this because he really, and if he knew that Quinn had power of attorney is called my mom.
Well, yeah,
P-O-D-O-W.
Now, yeah.
Web, okay.
Power
so
of attorney.
If
she makes all the decisions by right.
Yeah.
Right
so
now.
If
yeah.
Stone knew that,
mm-hmm.
He would, you know, really be mad at Riz. And you know what? What right does Riz and Stephanie, and you know what? I am, Maggie can't even tell you, I was a Steffi fan. You know, I loved you, you know, but by now, I'm team Ivy. And I think Steffi should just go down the basement and no one ever find her again.
Well, but that. Eddie. Yes, she's selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, she doesn't have a right to tell her grandfather who, you know, she can date. And by the way, people, my grandfather's birthday is today, but he, you know, kind of in heaven. Well,
mm-hmm.
he's in heaven. I hope. Well, I know. But I'm just saying that, you know, if my grandfather was alive, and Maggie knows how close I was to my grandfather, my granddad, mm-hmm. I would never tell him mm-hmm. who to date. I mean, even if I didn't agree with it, I would mm-hmm. not, you know, I would not do it. And, you know, and for them boycotting Eric's wedding, you know, there was a wedding in our family that, you know, a bunch of us were ready to boycott and not go and all this. And at the end of the day, we could not do that with my grandmother. And
no.
even though she wasn't the one that got married, but we could not do it. So out of family loyalty was the funny thing
loyalty.
About that. Yeah, it was. I mean, even though none of us wanted to go, but we went. We went. Did we agree with it? No. But, you know, boycotting your own family, you know, members' wedding, I think was the most stupid thing we could have done.
I agree.
He is so hurt. Oh. Poor Eric.
You
it's
know.
So hurt. I don't know. He's an adult. Every stupid idea or a guy they marry and get divorced from and somebody else, the blah, 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 he stands behind them every time. And now I have always been a Steffi fan. My cousin is a, what's her face, Creek, and I'm a Steffi fan. But now I can't even stand to look at her. She's
no, I can.
No, she's being a brat. I wish her mother would show up.
Well, and you know what? And Wait, what did you say, David?
Who's the mother? I've been watching it all. Who's the mother?
Hunter Tyler.
Oh, the mother.
Steffi.
Tavo. Tavo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Tyler was on it for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And no one knows what really happened there, but we haven't seen him in a good year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a year and a half. So you know, but I mean, I'm kind of getting mad at Maya the other day too. When Maya was telling Quinn to shut up, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Really, Maya, when the truth came out about you, did Eric freaking, welcomed him to the family. He didn't say one damn bad thing about it. You know, he told Rick, well, son, if this is what you really want to do and you love each other, okay?
Right. What?
He didn't stand in their way, didn't tell them, you know, this was a bad idea, or nothing. He just said,
She makes you happy. Mm-hmm. You know,
exactly.
That's
all
I want.
That, I mean, if it makes them happy,
that's all I wanted.
Well, yeah, and you know, I mean, come on. I mean,
but he can't be happy. He's not allowed to be because he's a senior, and we seniors are not allowed to be, I guess.
That's ridiculous.
I grew up with, you know, I grew up with both, well, I grew up with my grandparents. We live 5 minutes away. When we lived in Oregan, when we came up to Seattle, okay, we lived 3 hours away. But I don't think that, you know, even my mom would ever tell her parents who they can date or not date. If one of them, I mean, granted, passed, but... do I think grandma dating? No, but I'm saying if she did.
But if she wanted to.
Yeah, mom would not, what I'm saying, in her way.
Okay.
And you know,
a little bit of happiness, somebody, you know.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's like when, you know, I mean, and that's why I'm getting mad at B&B, but you know what? I am not mad at over the fact that, you know, Wynn is going to lose everything. Wynn is going to lose everything when this comes out.
Got
and
it.
Really, you know, I hope Dollar Bill... and the funny thing was going on, even though Quinn is not his favorite person, we all know that. But you know what? That is, you know, that is the mother of
his son.
Why?
Yeah, and so
thank you, but and Carter, who is an officer of the court, I believe, should be disbarred for going along with this travesty.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what? Right now, you know, for like a couple of months, and Mom knows this, I've been wanting to interview Carter.
Just Carter
because,
on.
You know. Yeah, but now, no, I'm too mad. And, you know, yes. And people, when I call Mingy Mom, she is my surrogate mom, even though I still think the whole DNA thing. I still think the whole DNA thing because there's a lot of similarities in our families. I do think Mingy was, like, lost at birth or something. I mean, that is just, you know, my new opinion of it. And I'm being funny. Well, not funny, well. But, you know, it just, I mean, B&B, I never, B&B was never the soap I would, you know, turn on first. I would turn on first by this game, whatever it. But now, no, it's different. I don't want to get rid of it. I actually want to see it.
I'm going to say, wait, I just stopped watching B&B for a year now, and I need to actually get soap now. I agree with Rich and all them to give them the wedding, but I think it's a really good show. So I'm new year, we were asking, go. I love Quinn and Eric. The Quinn and Eric friend. So.
It's ridiculous. Carter is doing the worst, I think, because you can't do that. And luckily, wife found out today.
Yay! But it was an ending, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You know, okay, on my TiVo, If I recall, like, the, you know, the morning, I mean, the 2 o'clock one, he'll, you know, if I recall that one, sometimes they won't let me record the pop. So today I put on pop, and so I'm watching the pop one tonight because, you know, it's Friday, and it's back to be rainy season. So I didn't want to take a chance. Breaking news, because everyone knows how I feel about breaking news. I don't believe in it. And so, you know what, I'm sick of everyone saying, oh, but Aaron won't remember when Quinn wakes up. Bullshit. You guys, it's not like he had Alzheimer's or dementia or whatever. You know, he had a little blood bleed, right?
Right,
both,
brain bleed.
But it wasn't, but it wasn't an aneurysm, right?
No, a little brain
because
bleed.
Because if there
and
was
it's an control now, it's okay. And
yeah,
he's
and you know what,
right.
And,
I don't know why.
You know, and
maybe
really,
he knows what's
I'm
going
kinda,
on.
I'm kind of mad at Zendaya, you know. Yeah, because you know what? Aaron took him in two, and for him and this side with the other, then you know what? Everyone in that room was a grown up. They could have decided, screw you with. We are going. We are done. We are going to our father's wedding. But, we're one of the Quinn and Steffi became high and mighty and tell people what they can and cannot do.
Right.
So, so people, anyone ever starts with my sonny about anything ever again? No. No, because sonny, come on. Yeah, I mean, it goes into sonny and Carly really, I mean, so I think sonny likes Sabrina more than Carly. But I think if Sabrina lived, you know, sonny would tell Carly, okay, we need to go to the wedding. If we don't, we are going to lose them. Him for the rest of our life.
Right.
Do we want that? No.
You
and
want Michael happy.
You know, yeah, and that's why, I mean, yeah, and you don't agree with the person when, you know, when they are dating, you know, each other. Because... you know, I just can't believe they are doing this. But maybe next week will be a battle for Quinn and Eric fans. Yeah.
I really hope.
Well, yeah, and
I wish they get Sean out of jail. He's in there for trying to get access. Why is he still there? They already proved he didn't do it.
Is that
they find out? I thought they found out.
Wait a minute, Sean. Who's Sean?
Sean.
Oh, on Days of All, on the new hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. John Blakemore, the actor. Yeah.
Yeah, he's
been cooling his jets all this time, and it's stupid. I thought they proved that he didn't do it. Yeah.
The old story to mess up when to Tyler Crisp for them. After he's been again.
Exactly.
Well, you know, again, let's talk about the AIDS.
Yeah.
And you know what? I just want to go on my little soapbox.
Okay,
Sonny and Carly, my Carlson is not going to break up for good. I am so freaking sick of everyone saying, oh, they are going to break up. Over what? You know, I mean, yes. So I got a little mad at Michael yesterday for saying about the violence and all this. Okay, you know, the thing I have a problem with is Sonny did not start this with Julian. Julian has started 25 years ago with my Duke. Auduk making the my Duke. But I am sick of everyone blaming Sonny. I'm done. People say, well, he shouldn't think about Benson. Really? Okay, let's see. Cillian had a trial. And what happened? Nothing. Sonny tried to have the law do something. And all he did was piss all over people, you know? And you know what, Willie? I really hope Ava dies. Willie, I am so sick of Ava Zerome. I just want to kill her off. I want to, you know, go there and suit Ava. I don't like Ava right now. Mom, what do you think?
Well, it all goes back to, it started at the war, was with Victor Jerome, their father. He's the one that really got them into this business that they're in. And they ran illegal stuff. And my sonny imports coffee. That's what he does. But Ava... that's right. It's a quote. He imports coffee. Anyway, but Ava is messing with Morgan's medicine. I mean, how desperate is that idiot to try to do that to somebody?
Exactly.
I mean, this has to come out that she did it. It has to come out. And I really wish Morgan would have had that blood test, because it would have proven that he didn't have the medication he was supposed to in the system. He got a placebo.
And you know what, and... You know, I will, you know what, and, you know, I will be, you know, the other night, mom a thing on Soap Opera Digest, and they, you know, they never said in their way of breaking up Carlson totally, did they, Mom?
No.
So, you know, and I'm thinking about the, Zillian and Alexis fan, we didn't get a fair sale. They need to be back together. For what reason under God do they need to be back together? Your husband tried to kill you? And before anyone sent me an angry tweet or whatever, listen, when Carly accidentally thought, Carly, it wasn't, he was suiting for his wife or ex-wife at the moment. He was suiting an alcohol. And I'm so sick of hearing all violence is in the way. Okay, people, it's a soap. Okay? Soaps give you really good ideas. And for the fact that, I'm sorry, but you know what? Zillian was going to go after Sonny. And, Dante wants to close his eyes and think this is all Sonny's fault. Dante, you are not a very good cop by now because... You don't see the way this looks, Dante. Zillian has been coming after Sonny since he entered town. And now that Zillian cannot use Danny as a weapon anymore. But using your grandson as a weapon? I guess we are all a really good guy. Right. And, you know,
You can't kill me.
I know you got to find out by after that thing, I saw you about to kill Tracy. Dylan walked in. What happened to that after that scene?
After that scene, Anna arrived with Dylan, and they tried to toss him down.
It was intense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, whatever. And he had the syringe right by her neck. He was going to do it. But
yes, that thing, that's all. They catch him more.
David, let Maggie finish.
That's okay.
Sorry.
No, and that's okay. And a scuffle, and luckily she got away, and Anna arrested Paul. And he's in jail now. Supposedly he'll be there for a while, I hope. And, well, I was wondering, anybody a lawyer out there?
Okay.
Pam.
I'm not a lawyer.
You know one, right?
Pam.
I know one.
See?
Yep.
You don't know one either? Okay. Can you
I kinda
try
do.
Him for, you know, double jeopardy thing? What? The DA threw the case. Can he be retried then? Couldn't that case be thrown out?
Yes, it can, because Ava tampered with evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Ava tampered with evidence.
Yeah, because Jordan is so smart, she had everything done right. She knew the address. She wouldn't make that kind of a mistake. And trying to say that the wiretap didn't work there because it was at the wrong address. And you know who did that?
Ava.
You got it.
And I'm sorry, I am not an Ava fan.
Mm-mm.
At all. Mm-mm. And, you know, I'm a Jordan fan. What?
I really like Jordan.
Well, yeah,
me
but
too.
I'm still
me
mad
too.
At Jordan. I am still mad at Jordan. I don't forgive easily when it comes to my peeps. And what's he do with Sean and TJ and lying them for years? And
mm-hmm.
everyone would say, oh, you need to get over that. No, I don't, because Sean would have to be sitting in a friggin' jail if it wasn't for Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
true.
Hi, I'm
no,
Jordan. Oh, hi, I'm Jordan. I'm looking for the Jerome family. But then I'm going to switch to side to Sunny. But really, I'm going to take both of them down. Sorry, the moment you did that, I was done with you.
Okay.
Because you did,
well, this whole, this
you know.
Case, she should not be in trouble over this. For one thing, the mayor's got to go. The mayor hasn't done anything but bad stuff since she arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I do love Sherry Belafonte, I'm glad she got a job. But go away.
Well, you know, true, and you know what, and I think it's high time that Zeke can go back working for Sunny. I don't care who agrees or disagrees with me on this one. We
mm-hmm.
need that. We really need that, because in my little head, you know what, Zeke and Sunny make one hell of a team. Even with Billy
mm-hmm.
at the helm of playing Jason,
mm-hmm.
he's doing a great job. And I am sick of people saying, oh, Billy Malou is the softer Jason. Really? Really? Steve didn't play soft? Really? No. Jason has always came to rescue everyone. And, you know, people want to forget that because, they are stupid sometimes. But we had some sad news yesterday, and I feel like we need to clear this up. Okay, why and all, my heart is breaking in two. Okay, in threes. Steve Britton is not re-signing the contract on YNL. And before everyone on the internet is not being smart, because Steve Britton is not going to go back playing Jason.
Mm-hmm.
He would never left if ABC gave him what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So I think YNL was that. You know, maybe Steve is, leaving because him and Sasha's restaurant is doing so well, and they want to do a chain of them. They want to
mm-hmm.
open up in other parts of the country, so that might take time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also sick of hearing this, because who got fired at the helm of YNL? There was no reason to, think, oh, just because Steve loves, that's why Steve is? I don't think
mm-hmm.
that's the reason at all.
I don't either.
Sure.
And going back to Billy Miller as Jason, Has anyone looked at him in a t-shirt and say that he's soft?
Exactly.
He is so muscular. No, he is not a soft Jason. And I think Jason will be acting like Jason. I think he will be working for Sonny, in my impression.
Well, working yeah, and you know, and you know what? I'm sick of every, you know, every little person is saying, you know, oh, okay, so the news about the died list. Anna is saying I quit on the couple.
Mm-hmm.
Tragedy strikes. Still heartbreak, kill Carly and Sunny and Paul now. Plus the bittersweet goodbye Monique did not want to say too. I will ask Morgan. And but I mean, has anyone heard of Anna leaving the show?
No.
She just came back. No.
Yes,
and that's
yes,
so
yes.
I think. You know, I just.
If she was leaving, she would have stayed left. I mean, she just came
exactly,
back.
Exactly.
She came back
mean,
a week. A week. Oh,
yeah, another Teresa thing. With Sabrina came back, just came back and they killed her. And I love things. What the.
Sabrina that's right, that's when
back.
She came back.
Needed to cut her off, right? But not the fact that, well, Delka and, well, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
well, yeah, I mean, I...
Piece of thing.
You know, and I'm not even going to worry about that magazine.
No.
Because Mom knows how I feel about that magazine. let me see,
How's Young and the Restless, people? Do you think my Patty is going to save the day and take Sharon down?
Yeah, I think so.
Hi, you guys. Hi, high five for
hi.
One. You're on the air. And hey, Bobby.
It's Bobby. It's Bobby.
Where
hi, Bobby.
Everybody? Okay.
Wait.
Where are you
okay.
from?
Okay. Hold on. 5-4-1, you're on the air.
That's me.
Who is
it? It's Janice.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm good. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hi. This is fun. Hi.
Well, yeah.
Where's everybody from now?
Oh, wait.
I live
this
in Oregon.
This is 5-4-1. Bobby, be quiet for 1 second. What's your name again?
I'm Janice, and I'm from Oregon.
Janice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Hi. Well...
Hi.
Oh, God, I love
okay,
Oregon people.
They're close by.
Maggie's
from
Chicago.
From? Oh, nice.
And
I'm from North
Bobby,
Carolina.
Bob, okay,
North Carolina.
You guys tell one at a time,
you know
tell everyone where each other is from. Starting with Maggie.
Okay.
Chicago.
Who Chicago.
Bobby.
You are from Chicago, and where are you
Fable,
from?
Fable, North Carolina.
North
and,
you didn't get hit by the storm?
I'm just a little bit scared right now because I think the water is supposed to be tomorrow night. So hopefully, God willing, that I'll still have power by tomorrow night.
Okay, because I have family in South Carolina and they got hit hard. So my family moved to, my family moved to Florida to their condo in Florida. And then they had to move again because it... They had to evacuate.
Right. I just want to ask David right quick.
Bobby,
how do you guys
Bobby, don't overtalk. Okay, let's do this on one at a time.
Let's do the Quinn thing. Do you think Quinn and Eric should be together?
Me?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, I hope you don't hate me.
Everybody,
yes, I do.
Everybody gets a chance in life, right?
Oh, well, yeah. So do you agree with us, Carl, that Eric and Quinn should be together?
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and by
Let's
the way, Carl.
You know what?
Well, yeah.
I think Riz
and by
and
the way,
Steffi
Carl.
Should eat dog poop.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yes. My
we were
question
saying
is
that
for
last
the
night.
It's not
they
great.
Should. Thank you.
And my question.
I want to see Ridge just like get disinherited
yep.
from everything.
And
you
not
know what?
Great.
Stephanie, the little thing, she's queen princess or whatever she is. She
mm-hmm.
got to suck somebody's
go for it.
Because she's a mean. She's mean.
Mm-hmm.
She flaunts her. She flaunts herself around like she's like better than everybody. And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Eric's got to step up to the plate because he acts like a wussy. What about his mother? Your mother's a mother no matter what they go through.
Mm-hmm.
So those writers should satisfy the people
mm-hmm.
that are watching it, don't you think so? They should satisfy
exactly.
what they say they're doing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, give it, sock it to Ridge and Stiffy, and let's
mm-hmm.
melt and love this show even more.
Exactly. And, the one from Oregon. At first, I didn't
mm-hmm.
catch your name because everyone was talking.
Janice.
What's your name again?
I'm Janice.
Okay. So I just have, what part of Oregon are you from?
Yes, I'm the one from Oregon.
No,
mm-hmm.
what part of Oregon are you from? What area?
Well, I'm in southern Oregon. I'm never going to tell anybody what town I live in, but I'm from southern Oregon.
Oh, okay, because I grew
hello,
up.
Hello.
You know, yeah, I live in Seattle, but I grew up
oh,
in
you
Oregon.
Live in, oh,
yeah,
my son lives in Lacey, Washington.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I grew up in Mercer Island, and then we moved to, you know, Redmond, which I love it here. But growing up in Oregon, I grew up in Aurora, Hillsboro, Beaverton area. And the reason why I was just asking you that because I've been having this, even though I have some more pizza in my fridge, but whenever we go to Oregon, there's a place called Noma Amelia's. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
Yes.
You oh, you have?
Wellington from my Jeff's porch. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, Jeff, I caught that one. I'm sorry.
That's
go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I have you ever heard of Noma Amelia's? Because it's in, like, Portland and Beaverton. If you ever go out that way, it's called Noma Amelia's. Italian.
Oh, yes. I go to Portland once, probably three times in my life. But I love it there. I like the night music. You can walk around town. It's
mm-hmm.
comfortable. It's almost like a different kind of San Francisco, you know, they play music on the street.
Mm-hmm. And if you ever go back soon, you know, just go like 30 minutes out of your way. And in Aloha, again, it's 30 minutes from Portland. It's a place called Noma Amelia's Pizza.
Yes.
And, Maggie knows how much I love that pizza. Whenever I go down, I have to buy two. And before people say, oh, my God, Carla, you eating two pizzas in one sitting. No.
I think it's cute, funny. I'm not putting nobody down. I'm saying it's cute, funny.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, you know, I get the two pizzas, and then I put them mostly in my fridge, and pizza does really well in the fridge, by the way, people.
Freezer.
So, Dana, what has been your favorite moment of B&B this week? Because I have not seen B&B yet today, but am I safe to watch B&B? Or will I be throwing a remote across the room?
Well, so where do the other two people live? Oh, he said North Carolina.
Oh, Bobby. Bobby is in North Carolina. And
Abel, North Carolina.
And David is Florida.
Florida.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So now, did you mainly watch Bold and the Beautiful? Or did you watch
I did today.
Well, yeah, but did you watch any other soap?
Oh, yeah, Young and the Restless. That's it. I used to watch them all the time. I had babies when I was really young. I'm 66 years old now. And I started watching Days of Our Lives when everybody has now disappeared off of it. But I don't watch that no more. Just Young and the Restless and Bold and Beautiful.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, Maggie and I are the hosts of the show, but Maggie and I watch all four soaps.
I'm sorry, Carly. Carly just got me watching General Hospital last week, even though I missed when Sabrina got killed off. I was telling her, because she told me on a Wednesday, the Wednesday after Sabrina got killed off, and I was like, I don't think I want to just watch her funeral when I didn't find out what was going on, because I didn't have time to watch in one day, a whole week. So I've been watching the last 2 weeks. I haven't watched it this week because of the hurricane coverage. But thank God that ABC On Demand has it available. Otherwise, I would have been disappointed if you have to go on a computer.
Bobby is our little co-host, and I told him if he didn't start watching DH, that he was going to get fired for a moment. But people, before you think I will really fire him, I wouldn't. I was just needing some lovers over it. And because General Hospital and Dave right now, I'm loving Bode. And I'm also loving Y&R, but I'm upset with Y&R because, Steve Burton, my Steve Burton is leaving. Like I said earlier, it's not because of, anything. I think, he was flying back and forth for, the past 3 years. Living on a Monday and, being in L.A. for a couple of days. And then he would go back in Nashville. I think that has been really taxing on him. I mean, I really do. What does anyone think about that?
I'm just a little bit shocked to see Steve leave Y&R. I mean, I only have seen him as Jason on General Hospital, and I doubt that Billy Miller wants to leave GH to have Steve come back as Jason, because I can just forget about that idea.
No.
But I don't think he would be wanting to come back to play Jason on GH by any stretch of the imagination, because then you would have to fire, but you have to just do something about Billy Miller.
So there are this site we're on right now, are the writers even paying any attention to it?
Sometimes.
Not always.
Because why now I'm working on trying, and everyone that is on Twitter with me, I'm trying to get Dawn McCook and Wina Sofa on the show. Because I think I would love to have a Quinn and Eric L. And I would really love to interview them together.
I think they're a cute couple.
I would love to talk to Rena
But you know what? We all hated her when she was the evil Quinn. But like I said, everybody gets a chance. But the whole thing is, they're a cute couple. And if Eric's happy, I just don't want to see Quinn turn back to her evil self, but the family.
No, you know what? The only way I can see Quinn doing that, Wiz and Company is making it so hard for her to be good.
I think it's good to show the people that somebody could be like she was, that didn't. She liked it, but can change. Oof. I think that everybody should put an example, especially on soap operas, like when there's alcoholics or drug addicts and And they should teach a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could change. They should teach a lesson.
I agree, and I think for the sake of Rena, she probably needed a change of pace because she wasn't going to just be evil Quinn all along. And plus,
and she wasn't really happy with
number one,
herself.
Bobby. Number one, she did not mind playing the bits. But number two, when this,
she almost killed Rena and calls them.
Okay, can I finish?
I'm sorry.
What I was saying is...
You guys are cute.
Quinn had every reason, I think, to become a bitch. And every whatever, I mean, bad things happen in Quinn's childhood. And before people say, what happened to people in their childhood? They should just get over it. I'm sorry, I don't believe that. And number two, Eric saw the good in her, and she is good. But what they are doing right now to my Quinn and Eric and making Quinn go, Wind is lying. Steffi is lying. Calder is lying. When this whole thing gets over, I want Wind and Steffi to be on the streets.
Did you see, you guys, that on the Facebook that it said, could I have Quinn's number? Because I need to tell her, it was real. Anybody see that?
No.
No, I haven't. It cracked me up. They're going, could I have Quinn's email so I could tell her, what's going on about she's being the, in charge of everything? And I'm going, it was hilarious. It was gosh. I know, but it's so funny. I know we all want to do it. But it's just
really?
Me. When we hated her. That's just
right.
Called a good actress. She's a
right.
good actress. Now we all feel for her.
Right, because I don't know how many days I wanted to throw something at the TV for what she did
I
to
know.
Me and Hope and Ivy. I just don't know how many days I wanted to just do something like that.
Isn't that funny?
Especially after...
And we know it's not even real.
Especially after.
When I was younger and I lived in Hollywood, that I forget the name of the program, that they, the soap opera's not on anymore, but the woman was so bad that the market I went to, some lady went up to her and slapped her in the face. Another woman went up and threw milk all over her. And they're actresses.
They're just doing their part.
And they're doing good, if it makes you that mad.
Yeah, Leah.
Well, and you know what? Everyone.
Carter, watch out.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Think about it. And so what? Everyone beside me can say whatever they want and not get in trouble. Crap. Then saying, about the gun with Quinn. Okay, that's going a lot over the top. That is really going all over the top. Right, Maggie?
Yes.
We have 6 minutes to go.
I'm hungry. I went to my store here and I got ribs and macaroni salad, so I'm gonna go. Love you guys.
We are here mostly every Friday, and please check out Daytime After Dark thing, and you will see when we have a sober thing. You can call
me from O'Brien. I really got to go, and we will talk again.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Look, I'm sorry that I had to join the show late, but you understand, and I did take care of the business by asking a certain person on another show about being on the show, but I'm happy about her motherhood. I'm happy about Jen Lilly being a mom, and I got some neat things in the mail from her fan club that Demi O'Connor runs. So I felt
so did she
happy
let
that
everyone
that
know?
My day.
So did Sun give it when her last air date is by any chance?
I don't know. She said something like it's going to be like sometime, I would guess probably maybe a week before Thanksgiving, maybe the day before Thanksgiving, but you never know.
Why do they have to do that with Brady? Come on. Vote was like a day or two before or after Thanksgiving, my mom.
He was before Thanksgiving.
I don't know, but all I know is Jen's trying to keep that secret. But I think I have some information because I'm in her fan club, but I just don't want to just explore the secret to everybody else because then certain other radio shows might pick up on this, and then Carly, you might, and then I might be
we'll
in trouble again, and I know how you are, Carly.
Wait,
well, because every time I talk to somebody over on TalkShoe, it always seems like there's problems. The only reason I did tonight's show with Chrissy because I heard that Jen was coming on. Two, I just only wanted to just talk to Jen only and not just be a weekly occurrence where I would just talk to her about GH or anything else that she talks about.
Well, no. It goes to the thing I've learned in life is you really cannot trust everyone. And even you cannot trust when you go into business with someone, sometimes you can't. When you go in business with someone, sometimes you can't trust them all the way. And that is when the trust is gone, the trust is gone for good. And that's what I think sometimes it, ends up being. When the trust is gone, you can never get it back no matter how much you want to apologize to that person. There's no way you can get it back, right, Mom?
Right. Did anybody see last night's Grey's Anatomy?
No, I haven't yet.
But I didn't get a chance to see it because I was afraid that they were going to break in with hurricane reports like they did all day in Florida and Georgia.
You get that right.
And
sure,
that brings up
one
more thing. How do you fare in the storm, David? Because right now it's like near Charleston, and I think we're supposed to get the worst of it. Wilmington's supposed to get the worst of it tomorrow night, and it's supposed to go downhill after midnight tonight. So
we fared well. It didn't much damage. It turned around 8:30, went up north. We fared well. So too much damage.
Right, because I know the Bahamas, Cuba,
Haiti.
And Haiti got the worst of it than the eastern part of Florida. So it's gonna be interesting
Florida,
how we do because we've just gone through some flooding here in Fayetteville just last week, and I'm afraid that we might have the repeat of the same thing if we get any more rains from this storm. And one of the meteorologists on the news say that he don't think it's going to be like what Fran was, and he hope it doesn't be a repeat of what Floyd was. I kind of just want to disagree that I don't think it's going to be a Floyd situation or even a Fran situation because the winds are like going down pretty. Good. In fact, I'm going to just check out the Weather Channel because I know they're on all night long as opposed to having programs about airplane crashing or anything like that. So maybe I'll just check out the Weather Channel later on for an update. And maybe I'll text you in the morning, Carly, and just give you an update on what's going on.
Okay, good.
Well, and you know what? I mean, the weather sometimes can be wrong.
I testified that too. Yeah. Don't believe everything you see on news sometimes. They don't tell you the worst. But don't believe everything you see on news because they tell you the worst. Yeah, so don't believe it. Anything you see on news sometimes. They exaggerate a lot of times.
Exactly.
Well, you know, and, you know, I mean, tonight, you know, I'm watching the soaps, but, I'm thankful the Seahawks are not playing this week because we have a bye this week, and that means I can get more of my soap done.
Right.
Yeah, well, I'm going to probably just watch on demand since I couldn't get a chance this week with the possibility of our government telling us what to do with this hurricane and with the hurricane report. So I'm probably going to watch on demand GH because I only watch Tuesday, and I want to just try to get to Wednesday, yesterday, and today over the weekend.
Well, you know what is so funny about when a hurricane or snow or the power? You know, the government and the weather people think people are stupid, and they don't even tell people to get out of town like 45 times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes I think weather people in the government just want to be on TV to tell the public what to do every time a storm comes. Even if a storm hit like a week prior, they have to go back on and tell us.
Right. Right. I'm more concerned about David and probably some of my friends in Florida with what happened with the storm if it turns around. And make matters worse, what they might or what we might have to deal with this storm named Nicole, which, by the way, if I find it funny that this storm would be named after Ariana Zucker. Because I have seen Hurricane Nicole for the last 17 years on Days of Our Lives.
I love her. She's my favorite.
Yeah.
So, you guys, I'm going to end now because, number one, Megan and I could only do an hour tonight because of her cough and my voice.
Right.
And we will be back on Tuesday, the 11th at 2 o'clock with a very special guest.
2 o'clock?
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'll
2 o'clock
West Coast time.
Okay. Well, that'd be great. I don't mind missing out on TH and holding back on watching Days, which I normally do at the day to just join you guys.
Well, and, okay. So, Mom, so I have ice cream
five.
For dinner?
Yes. Well, it's going to be 5 o'clock on the East Coast, right?
Each one.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay, you guys have a great night, and we will see you two on Tuesday at 2 o'clock.
Okay. Good night, guys.
Good night. Have a good
night.
Weekend.
Bye.
Right.
Stay safe.
Okay.
Good night.